This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Commerce, Energy will come to order, and we do have a quorum now.
I need to call the roll.
Okay, let's go ahead and call the roll, if we will, Secretary.
Senators Kennedy,
here.
Colbeck,
here.
Netherton,
here.
Norstrup, Tapio,
here.
Nelson,
here.
Jensen,
here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Good morning, and excuse me, I'm fighting a cold, but good morning to those listening over the internet and to all you that are visiting and students alike, and thank you for being here. I appreciate it. And if you have any electronics, please turn them to the silent mode. If your phone or electronics go off during the committee process, you will be qualified to donate $20 to Teen Challenge. Let's see. If you haven't signed in and you're planning on testifying, please feel free to sign in. And let's see. I think we have some minutes from the last meeting that need approved. Okay. Move to approve the minutes from the last meeting by Senator Netherton, second by Senator Colbeck. All in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those approved, nay. Minutes are approved. I believe we have a couple of pages here this week. Would you please come up to the front and just have a seat. Just tell us who you are, where you're from, and what your plans are for the future. Thank you. Good morning.
My name is Lauren Leesinger. I'm from Sioux Falls. I plan to go to SUSU and major in something with, like, interior design. So.
Very good. Thank you.
I'm Michaela Flora, and I am from Clark. I plan to go to SUSU for wildlife biology.
Very good. Thank you. And thank you for serving us this morning. Okay, it looks like we have one bill up this morning. It's Senate Bill 68, an act to revise certain alcoholic beverage sampling provisions. Do we have any proponents for Senate Bill 68? Good morning, Senator Rush.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee, and I appreciate the delay here so we could get all the members here, and I also appreciate the fact that you granted us the delay last week so that we could work out the difficulties on this. I'm going to give a very brief introduction and then defer to some of the people who are more familiar with this. South Dakota has a growing industry of wine producers and craft beer producers, and those people all thought that they could go around to other licensed premises and serve samples of theirs in order to induce future customers. I think about a year ago, they discovered suddenly somebody brought that to their attention that that was probably violated the law to do that. So this is an effort to try and fix that. We've worked diligently for several days to try and make sure that the language was agreeable to everybody in the industry. And I think we have a bill and one amendment, 68OG, that incorporates all of the agreements that everybody has. And if I misinterpreted that, they're certainly welcome to tell me that. But I think we've got everybody on board so that everybody agrees with the impact on this and that our wine businesses and craft beer businesses will be able to move forward and try to sell. We've carefully limited the amounts that can be served on this, but if I see a new craft beer that sounds like it might be good, I appreciate the opportunity to taste that and see what it tastes like, and that's what this is aimed for. So thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Any further proponents?
Mr. Chairman, before we move on, I would move Amendment 68OG, which I believe has been distributed to everyone.
Okay. Very good.
Second.
All right. Very good. We have a movement to amend Senate Bill 68, the Amendment 68OG, moved by Senator Kennedy, seconded by Senator Netherton. All in favor will say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. It is so amended. Any further discussion at this point on that? Okay, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Mitch Krebs. I'm a member of the South Dakota Wine Growers Association, and I'm a potential future winemaker myself. I'm here today representing the nearly 30 farm wineries in our state who use the longstanding practice of using samples to spread the word on their good products. Mr. Chairman, may I have latitude to speak to the bill and the amendment?
Certainly may, yeah.
Thank you, sir. The farm wineries of South Dakota support this bill and its amendment because it would more clearly define the rules on how a farm winery can provide samples of its products. As Senator Rush mentioned briefly, the need for clarification came about last summer when a charity event in Aberdeen was canceled in what the Aberdeen American News headline read as Grape Times fundraiser canceled in Aberdeen, enforcement of old laws sparks the move. The Grape Times charitable event was sponsored by Kessler's Foods in Aberdeen and has sponsored the event for the past 15 years. The event last June would have raised about $30,000 for a charity called Safe Harbor Crisis Center in Aberdeen. The Kessler's select a different charity every year to benefit from the event, and it was canceled as a result of the Department of Revenue getting a call from someone asking about SDCL 35-4-52 as it applied to the wholesalers' involvement in such events as the Grape Times fundraiser. As a result, looking into the various statutes of Title 35, the resulting answer was that under current statute, the event could not go forward as planned, and it was canceled. So in a subsequent meeting in August of 2016 hosted by the South Dakota Retailers Association President Sean Lyons, representatives from the South Dakota Beer Manufacturers, Farm Wineries, South Dakota Department of Revenue, and Reed Kessler from Kessler's Grocery Foods in Aberdeen, it was agreed that there is a need for legislation to clear up this area of law. Now, in the past couple of months, the Department of Revenue has met with industry representatives from several segments of the alcohol industry to work on the legislation presented here today. The South Dakota Wine Growers Association has invested a great deal of time and effort in coordinating between the parties involved to try to come to consensus on a plan that worked for everyone. One of our members who could not be here today asked if I could enter a quote into the record. It's South Dakota Wine Growers Association member Mike Gould of Firehouse Cellars Winery in Rapid City. He says, "No one knows more about the wine, beer, or spirits than the one who produces it. It's the ultimate farm-to-market experience for our customers. We have a story to tell, and we should be allowed to do so by sampling," unquote. We're very appreciative of the efforts of Senator Rush in being the prime sponsor of this bill. Senate Bill 68 and the amendment clears up the problems I have just informed you of. So that would make it clear on how these samplings can move in the future. I urge you to approve Senate Bill 68, and I will stand by for questions later. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Krebs. Any further proponents of Senate Bill 68? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Jason Evans with the South Dakota Department of Revenue. It's good to be here in front of this committee. I think this is my first time first time this session anyway, and there's lots of new faces, so I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I also appreciate the fact that Senator Rush was willing to support or sponsor such a bill. As a previous speaker mentioned, there's been much consternation in the industry in the last several months. There are pretty strict alcohol rules, and probably for good reason. But as he mentioned, there's nothing that authorized this particular practice until this bill came along. Our office has received lots of phone calls in the last several months, and so we went to work on something that could work for us, could work for the industry, and that hopefully the legislature could support. And that's what you see in front of you here with Senate Bill 68 as amended, Mr. Chair, if I can speak to the amendment as well. You know, we've received lots of calls, not only from Reed Kessler, but others in the retail industry asking about what you see in Section 1 and the sampling provisions that have long been available for retailers. And so you'll see some pretty minor provisions or minor amendments in Section 1 that people in the retail end of things have been asking us for. What you see in Section 2 is actually a new section that does allow for the wineries, the breweries, the distilleries, the other manufacturers to offer sampling that they can't currently do. And so there's been some outcry, some ask for that. And so we think this bill accomplishes that. We think that with the amendment, all parties involved are supportive. And we hope that you support this bill as well. And I'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents on Senate Bill 68? Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Bill Van Camp. I'm an attorney here in Pierre and a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Retailers Association. I don't want to belabor the points that have been made already, but I do appreciate the efforts of the sponsor here and the help of the Department of Revenue in addressing an issue that was brought to our attention this summer by a member of the retailers who, in their marketing practice in their storefronts, were sampling product, and sometimes they would go through that product and they logically would want to move on to the next and continue what they were doing from a marketing standpoint. And this law that when we looked at it, used to be just one item of malt beverage, distilled spirit or wine that could be sampled today. It was amended a number of years ago to three, but there really wasn't a good basis that we could discern as to why it was stuck at three now. And in some of your larger grocers, that number on a daily basis didn't seem to meet the needs of our members. And so I appreciate the efforts in Section 1 to allow our members to market their product as they see fit under the close guidelines that are followed in the statute. And I think we'll be mindful of that. And we're good members of the community in attempting to move our product and sell these items to our customers. And in Section 2, we do support that bill as amended in that if somebody does want to come in to a retail storefront and help move a product, maybe that they're growing locally, or even if they're growing it not locally or manufacturing it not locally, they'll have the ability to do that. And for those reasons, we support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents of Senate Bill 68? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Matt Krogman. I represent the Licensed Beverage Dealers and Gaming Association of South Dakota. Our members include licensed on-sale establishments, licensed off-sale premises as well. We think this bill makes sense. It allows the manufacturers, those who have the most knowledge of their product, to provide the sample as long as they're on our premises, and we'd appreciate your support as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents of Senate Bill 68? Any further proponents? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, committee members. Bob Ryder, I'm a lawyer in Pierre, and I'm the registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Beer Distributors. We are in kind of a unique position because under the federal law, only beer distributors are directly impacted and can have their permits suspended or revoked for violation of federal trade practices. Retailers don't have to be licensed and don't have a federal permit, and neither do manufacturers. So when we looked at this bill initially, we were concerned that perhaps it implicated the federal law, and because of that, we had sought the amendment that you see and that's just been added to the bill. So with the amendment, from our perspective, it alleviates our angst, and from the perspective of allowing manufacturers and retailers this opportunity, we're certainly supportive of their effort. So we can support the bill. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Any further testimony on Senate Bill 68? Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Jeremiah M. Murphy from Rapid City. I'm the registered lobbyist for RNDC South Dakota. We are a wholesale distributor of wines and spirits in South Dakota. We're not, as Mr. Ryder pointed out, bound by the federal laws as the beer distributors are, but frankly, philosophically, we share their position on this bill. And with the amendment is important to us. We feel the bill distributes this activity appropriately, and it's done by the people who should be doing it and not by those of us who that's really not our part in the relationship. So I'd appreciate your support of the bill with the amendment, and I thank you for your time.
Very good. Thank you. Any further proponents on Senate Bill 68? Any further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 68? Any opponents? Seeing none, we'll close public discussion and move to committee questions. Any questions of the committee? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move to committee discussion and or action. Senator Nelson.
Thanks, sir. I would move do pass.
Second.
As amended.
As amended.
Very good. Very good. We have a motion to do pass as amended, Senate Bill 68, by Senator Nelson, second by Senator Netherton. Would the Secretary please call the roll?
Senators Kennedy?
Aye.
Colbeck?
Aye.
Netherton?
Aye.
Northrup? Excuse. Tapio?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
We have, six yeas, one excused.
Yes, Senator Nelson.
I would move to place it on the consent calendar, please.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to put Senate Bill 68 on the consent calendar by Senator Nelson, second by Senator Netherton. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. It will be moved to the consent calendar. Thank you very much. I will just, as Chair, throw out that I planted some grapevines last summer, and I'm looking forward to sampling them sometime in not too distant future. So, well, I've been trying to talk my teenage daughter into doing that, but we're working on it. Okay, next Thursday we have a full slate. We'll have looks like six bills up, so try to be here at 10 if you can. Other than that, I think. Yep, we'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, motion to adjourn by Senator Netherton, second by Senator Colbeck. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.